Darling, do you know what the definition of insanity is? Do you? Oh, don't worry, I know you can't talk right now. I don't mind telling you. I love talking to you, spending time with you. So, the definition of insanity. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. That is insanity. That's crazy. That is ridiculous. And yet here we are. Again. Here we are. After you try to escape. And here we are. Now that I found you. And now here we are when I am going to bring you back home. Isn't this just crazy? Isn't this just insane? And yet you keep doing it. You keep running away. And I'll be honest with you, because I'm always honest with you. Because I love you, I adore you, and honesty is important in a relationship. That's why I've always told you everything I've done. Everything I've done for you, for us. Though you don't seem to appreciate it. Darling, I'm annoyed. Not angry, just a little annoyed. Frustrated is the word. I am exceedingly frustrated. Slightly put out. I'm miffed. I'm a little upset. But not angry. I'm not angry. A little tiny bit angry, but it's okay. It's okay. Nice calming breath. Darling, I love you. Have I not proved that I love you? I have broken bones loving you, both my own and other people's. I have bled for loving you, both my own blood, and I've bled other people. I've done dark, awful things for you. All because I love you. All because you matter. And I've tried to make you feel loved. I've tried to make you feel like I'm always there, always watching, always waiting. I've tried to over and over, so much effort, and what do you do? What do you do? You run away. You run away. Okay, maybe I am angry. I'm angry. I'll be honest. I didn't want to. I'm feeling a little underappreciated. Yes, underappreciated. Oh, if you could talk right now, I know what you would be saying. I know. Why would I feel unappreciated? When was the last time? When was the last time you said thank you? When was the last time you said, I love you? You never say it when you're conscious. Only when you're unconscious do I hear you murmur the words. And then you open your eyes and then you don't look at me like you love me. But you do say it, so it counts. It counts. But you never say thank you. And I've done so much. Damn it. I'm sorry. I'm just really frustrated. But I shouldn't have said that. Darling, I don't expect something from loving you. I don't love you with an agenda. I know it sounded like that. I feel like there's distance between us. When you run away, there is literal distance between us, and that's not healthy in a relationship. I'm just feeling a little insecure. And just feeling... It's not you, darling. It's not. It's me. It's me and... It's just, I've never loved anyone the way I love you. I mean, I've loved other people and I've done things when I've been in love with them, but not like this. It's never like this. You're the first person I've truly loved. And I thought I was in love before. I thought that it was real. But it wasn't. Because they weren't you, because you are. You're everything to me. And I love you so much, and. It's just been so difficult, you know? Our relationship, it's just been one obstacle after another. Your girlfriend, the police, the state troopers, the FBI. ATF. I mean, ATF, really? I've learned my lesson. Less guns, more knives. It's just getting here was so difficult. It felt like everyone was against us. At times, it felt like you were against us. I know that's ridiculous. I just wish it could have been easier. Just wish that things could have been a little bit more storybook. Now, don't get me wrong, I love our love story. It's dynamic and exciting, full of explosions and knife fights and mystery cocktails of sedatives. It's a real love story, and real love is seldom like in the books, but I'm insecure. I am. I try not to be. I do try. And you do make me feel... You make me feel so safe, and... When you're not here, I don't feel safe. And... I get it, I do. I get what you're doing. It's sweet. You know, making me chase you, making me hunt you down, making me drag you back. It's sweet. And I understand because I feel the same. I need to feel loved. I need to feel wanted because there's no feeling like that. And I know you need it too. And that's why you go, because you need me to come and find you. You need me to make you feel loved. And I know you go to such effort because you love me. And I just got twisted up. I just got so twisted up because you were gone for so long. It's been weeks and I was worried, and I let that worry fester, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I wanted your homecoming to be special, like it always is. And I've ruined it. I made it awkward and messy and not fun. And I know that if you could talk right now, you would be reassuring me. Because that's you. You're so sweet to me. You're sweet and thoughtful and kind, and I love you, but obviously you're unconscious right now. But I get it. I get it, and thank you. Thank you for showing me that you love me so much. I know it's difficult to say the words, but you don't have to say the words. It's the things that you do that matter. And you show me that you need me. You need me to come and get you, to bring you home, to love you. And that's enough. I'm going to try and be more secure. I'm going to listen to you and not to my doubts. Obviously. You'll have to be conscious. Might be a while. This new cocktail is very strong. But like I said, you were gone for weeks and I was so worried. I just want to make sure that you're... I just don't want you to go anywhere for a while. So I'm just going to... I'm going to put you in the basement. But it's just temporary. It's just temporary. It'll be like when we first moved here. It'll be romantic. I just need a little romance right now. And the basement is romantic. The candlelight, the bars in the windows, the guns, the knives. Thank you for understanding. Thank you for being so sweet, and thank you for just being you. I hate it when we fight, but I love it when we make up. I love you, and you love me. And as the drugs wear off, you might even say it, but it's okay. You don't have to. I know you love me. The way you struggle, the way you fight, the way you run away. That's how you say I love you. And darling, I love you too. I really do.